issue for you. The Liberal Democrats have said they oppose military action against Iran. We just heard William Hague there saying, in essence, all options are on the table. I'd like to get a view over from London. Put your hand up if you want to speak.
The two key issues are obviously for us in the UK, I think, are Israel and Iran. These are the two flashpoints, not Iran so much, but Israel. And again, it comes down to what's going to happen with this coalition government. Are they going to stand up and be our spokesman, or are they just going to do what they've done, what governments have done in the past, and kowtow to our big brothers over the water? And that is the problem, that I see it anyway, especially when it comes to Iran. I would just like to go back to the Israel-Palestine situation as well, if I may. It's dictated to us. There's no doubt about it. It's been so long now, and quite frankly, I've spoken to so many people in this country. We're sick and tired of the thing dragging on and on and on. And what can that? Where does that come from? That comes from America not getting behind any meaningful peace process and looking after the people that have really suffered through this whole thing, which is obviously the Palestinians. Iran, okay. That's going to have to play out, and hopefully our politicians here in the UK will be big enough and strong enough to voice our opinion, because after all, it's us that voted them in.
Okay, let's go to Ms. Gould at this point. I mean, these two issues now being talked about interchangeably, but let's talk about that Israeli-Palestinian comment there first. And there, a view coming across that this British member of the public doesn't feel like his voice is being heard. And there's a lot of talk about the Zionist lobby in America, not so much talk about it in the United Kingdom. Does it exist?
Well, it's a very complex issue, because people go on and on about this Zionist lobby and Jewish lobby. 87% of American Jews voted for Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And let me tell you, Joe Biden is even more to the left than Barack Obama. Most American Jews, 85%, are affiliated to the liberal movement. And they're not rabid flag-waving Zionists, although the American Jewish community does support Israel. It also supports a lot of other charitable organizations in a lot of other countries. I do agree with the gentleman in the audience that, for me, living here 34 years, the one issue that exercises British people, whether it's at a dinner party or in the business, in business or when you're in the workplace, is Israel and the Palestinians. Lest we forget that for 8 years, Bill Clinton sent Madeleine Albright and Warren Christopher across to Syria and Lebanon and Egypt and Israel nonstop. 8 years of a peace process that he tried to facilitate. And of course, then what happened? Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated by a right-wing Jewish extremist. He wasn't assassinated by a Muslim or by an agitator in that part of the world. That is the moment when I really think this entire situation fell apart. Boris Yeltsin was ill at that time, and he said from his hospital bed, "This shot that rang out in Tel Aviv will bathe the Middle East in rivers of blood." Well, perhaps a little over the top, but I feel that the entire region has been in a state of tragic instability, a lack of leadership, I must say, in the Palestinian sector, particularly since the death of Arafat. I mean, he was looked up to, but there really hasn't been much leadership. And I think that Obama and Biden are really going to get to grips with the Middle East situation. It's a shame we have to wait 6 months. This is going to be the clincher for Obama. And I don't think he cares about the Zionist lobby. The Jews are 6 million in America. There are a lot more people who voted for him than the Jewish community.
Let's cross over to Beirut and get your point of view there, because of course Israel, a sensitive topic for you in your country as well. You've been engaged with a war with Israel over the last few years. Who really calls the shots then when it comes to Britain's foreign policy? Let's try and bring it back to the issue at hand. Does America call the shots with British foreign policy? And does Israel call the shots for the US foreign policy? These are two allegations that are thrown around a lot. How do these three players interlink?
Well, obviously, the United States and the Jewish lobby in the United States, even the Foreign Committee, which headed by Jewish individuals, and most of them that are Jewish, they calling the shots. For unfortunately, the European and the British, they're absent from any foreign policy. And I heard the new prime minister, he said he's not going to be like the previous a prime minister like a brutal to George Bush. They wanted to be not so much enslavish to the American administration, but I think that's rhetoric. So far, the American and the Israeli, they are calling the shot in the Middle East, and I don't see any changes in the policy, in foreign policy, up to now. I don't think there will be any changes in foreign policy, either from the American or the British, who actually they're going to be busy, if anything, with the problem in Europe and the economy of Europe. And probably they will put most of their emphasis probably on Afghanistan and their relation with Pakistan. And probably they cannot shop for a new market after it seemed that Europe in a collapse past. And I don't think they will have enough time to look at the Middle East and handle the imminent threat that coming from the Israeli by threatening its, you know, at Lebanon and Syria and the region.
Okay. Just on this issue of whether there'll be change or not, let's add another link to our conversation. We asked the members of our Facebook page whether they think there will be a change in British foreign policy in this new government or not. Let's get that up so I can give you the specific details, if we can just get that up for you. OK, let's have a look. The question was, how do you see UK-US relations under the new British government? The special relationship will improve 9% of our Facebook membership. There will be a more independent UK stance. 18% believed in that, but 73% said there will be no change. Of course, our Facebook page, home to many members from across the world. I'd like to know whether our London audience is surprised by that 73% thinks there'll be no change. Do you think that is a figure that would be roughly reflected over where you are?
Hi. Well, actually, I don't really think that there will be any change in the foreign policy because, as we said before, David Cameron seems to have a kind of point of view regarding the war and invasion in Iraq. And I think Obama will try to do the same with him as he used to do with the other prime minister. So to me, there won't be any change.
Okay. Ms. Gould, I just like your comments on some of the points that were made there. Facebook is not a reality. Politics is not a reality. None of this is really going to have an impact. But our other audience member there saying, well, really, pretty much the UK is always going to be the poodle of the United States. It doesn't really much matter who the prime minister is.
Oh, I think that's rather sad. I'm feeling a little bit more hopeful. I think I'm a good bit older than some of the members of the audience. But remember, we do have a Democrat in the White House. We don't have George Bush anymore. We don't have Rumsfeld or Cheney or Richard Pearl or Condoleezza Rice. And Obama's advisors, like Rahm Emanuel and David Axelrod, are certainly not saber-rattling either about Iran or Israel. These are not people who are going to be wanting to side with Netanyahu. They are definitely not Likud supporters, and they're not going to be encouraging him to saber-rattle regarding Iran. I don't think, for example, that David Cameron in any remote way, or certainly not Nick Clegg, is going to be going and sitting and praying with Obama the way Tony Blair sat and prayed with George Bush. That era is over, and I'm feeling much more hopeful. And I'm not left wing, but I think that the Obama administration is a breath of fresh air. He's got a lot to deal with at home. As one of your speakers earlier on said, Europe has a lot to deal with in terms of the financial crisis. So does the United States. But as far as saber rattling, I don't see any closeness between Obama and Netanyahu, whereas I do see that there will be dialogue and understanding and alternative ways of looking at things amongst Clegg, Cameron, Biden, Obama, and Obama's very good advisors.
In the UK, we are having a new government, a new kind of government, a new kind of policy, and everything is new.
It's so hard to explain to my American friends and relatives how it is that the guy who came in third is in the government.
I think everybody was expecting a Labour-Lib Dem coalition, and we've now got a Conservative Lib Dem coalition?
I think basically the public said, we don't know what we want.
For the Britain new government, I think coalition government will come into some kind of frictions when it comes to especially the Middle East.
Nick Clegg is one of those that he does stand up for the downtrodden, i.e. the Palestinians.
Senior Tory members have special relations with Israeli cabinet ministers, and I think that has a lot to play for. I think Nick Clegg will not have much to say in this.
Yeah, you have to bring the US into the equation because they feel a slight feeling of instability about what has happened here.
Although I do believe that in America there is a lot of willpower for a change, I'm not sure that President Obama is actually listening, is able to listen to those voices who actually want that change.
The change is not because of them, it's because of us. I think they have no other option.
If the United Kingdom, as they want to have concentration or influence in the Middle East, the Iran is, I think, the most important country that they have to settle disputes with.
If the British new government accepts that Iran is a regional power and the right of the people of Tehran is to have the peaceful nuclear energy, we will have new opportunities even for helping the economy of England. To be recovered. But for now, I've never seen any special changes because they're talking again about all options on the table, like the United States, and it shows that, again, they are not really independent enough to decide about Iran.
It's going to take time to find these things out. I just hope personally that it does move forward progressively and liberally.
We had one member of our audience in Tehran saying that anything that happens in regards to Iran is because of Iran's waiting on the international scene. Who has another opinion to give about this? Because we just have had Britain and the US and their allies hand in a new round of sanctions, a draft for that. What do you think that tells you about how Britain is dealing with Iran?
It is not too much of an exaggeration if you say that there has been always an unbreakable alliance between America and Britain. Our country, Iran, has got its own policy, and here we have a controversy because we have problem with Israel and even with the existence of Israel. And America and the UK are the big supporters of the Israel. So the issue seems unsolvable, and so we have to just take this consideration. That on the whole, we won't be able to solve this problem.
Okay, let's get one more view from Tehran.
I'm really optimistic if the British new government is strong enough, as a friend in London said, that accepts that Iran is a regional power and the right of the people of Tehran is to have the peaceful nuclear energy. There will be a very great chance for the British even companies in Iran. We know that always with oil, we have ups and downs with Britain. We will have new opportunities even for helping the economy of England to be recovered. But for now, I've never seen any special changes because they're talking again about all options on the table, like the United States, and it shows that, again, they are not really independent enough to decide about Iran. But a G15 summit in Iran was a very active side from Iran. They should accept it and, answer it positively.
Okay, well, let's go over to Ms. Gordon. Something more topical there, the G15 summit, and this trilateral declaration between Brazil, Iran and Turkey. Will, as this lady said in Tehran, the West, the US and the UK, whichever way the partnership goes, will they ever accept Iran as a regional power? Is Iran's status as a regional power the problem that they have? And why have they handed in this draft resolution the day after this trilateral declaration? Because a lot of people thought that this declaration would be a good step forward.
Well, I think it's a case of, in the world stage, in the sophisticated world stage, of the United States having to make its presence known and to show its suspicion of any kind of alliances being drawn amongst other powers. But as I've said before, I don't think that we're going to have the saber-rattling and confrontation that we might have had at this juncture had the previous administration been in power. And I'd like to go back to something I said at the beginning of the program, which is we do have to watch what's happening in the United States, because although Obama and Biden really are good news for anyone who cares about the situation in the Middle East, dialogue with Iran, dialogue amongst the countries you've just mentioned, a lack of saber rattling, that because of the rise of the right in the United States that's happening right now, that happened yesterday, if that really has a big surge in November, Obama could be a lame duck president, because if he loses his majority in Congress and the Senate, nothing's going to happen anywhere, and Israel will be able to do what it wants. Turkey, Brazil, Russia, whomever, will be able to do what they want, because Obama will not have any support for anything that he does. Remember, it is a system of checks and balances, the United States. Obama or any president can't just to go and do what he wants.
What about specifically the UK and Iran?
You have to bring the U.S. into the equation, because they feel a slight feeling of instability about what has happened here. They're not quite sure how to handle it, although we saw Hillary Clinton smiling with William Hague last week. But they're going to tiptoe through this and wonder who really is in power. I know that here my friends today in the audience have said, Clegg's not going to have he's not going to have a say in anything. It's going to be Cameron, the Tories, and a lot of the pro-Zionist heavyweight Tory supporters. I tend to feel more hopeful about it. I think that the Liberal Democrats will have more of a say than we think. I was on Any Questions with Vince Cable, enormously impressed with him. I mean, a very impressive man with original ideas, thinks outside the box. Let's let this UK government find its feet in the next few months, and we'll see what happens. But I think that there's going to be progress, because you have a liberal government in the US. We haven't got Bush anymore.
Let me cross over to Tehran. Okay, you've got your hands up already, so I won't pose the question. I'll just get your comment.
Yeah, I am somehow looking out to eye to eye with the lady in London. Yes, I suppose that the U.S. is going to be left alone for some time, because nobody can make any understanding what is the liaison, just according to your wording, of a left wing and a right wing. So, in my view also, this is America who is going to be left alone for some time, and the time, I suppose, is very opportune for the Middle East, especially in Iran, to get the best out of the situation. And I believe that this is a very proper time, and I suppose that we get the best out of it. But apart from all these matters, I suppose that for the future British government, actually, our friends in London may have other comments on that. For the present, actually, I say British government, I suppose they are going to be again more challenged with their internal affairs, and this will result certainly in their difficulties for just being involved with any country, namely the U.S., for any kind of international program. One of them, and I suppose one of the most important of them, can be the issue of Iran. I suppose right now a game that Iran can play can be of very great significance, and can just ascertain what shall we have in the near future.
Well, let's just cross over to Beirut. I was posing the question to you. In a country where you've often seen the play out of many regional and international power plays, do you think while the UK is unstable in terms of its government, and the US, as our guest in London said, is tippy-toeing around the new situation, it will be an opening for some new positions and power plays and the strength of some other regional players?
I'd just like to say that basically looking at the UK government over the last 13 years and watching what the Tories have done as a shadow government and how critical they've been of the Labour Party government, I'm really fascinated to see what happens when now some of this criticism is actually happening within the official government, and whether or not this will leave room for any change to occur in the UK. Speaking again from an American perspective regarding President Obama and how pragmatic he has been in the last year and a half of his government. I worry that although there is a large percentage of Americans, particularly American Jews, who do want, who are challenging the Zionist perspective and who are more willing to engage Palestinian interest, unfortunately, up till now, they haven't been well enough organized. Basically, we have a new lobby group coming in, J Street, who are actually making some rounds in Washington and hopefully making a difference. But to this time, right now, still the left isn't well organized. And we see how well the right gets organized, on the other hand, with the basic surging of the Tea Party movement in yesterday's election. So although I do believe that in America there is a lot of willpower for a change, I'm not sure that President Obama is actually listening, is able to listen to those voices who actually want that change.
Very interesting. Again, we're talking about the United States when it comes to the UK. Are these two basically indispensable to each other? They have been in this conversation for sure.
I just want to say, regarding the Obama administration and handling of the Middle East situation, obviously we're very disappointed in the Middle East about how the Obama administration handling the Middle East. Gaza, just to remind my friend in London, is still under siege. He's actually supplying Israel with weapons more than any time else. He's doing all the wrong things in the Middle East. He hasn't really moved on any substance on the Middle East. So far, we've seen the settlement increase during Obama administration. We saw rhetoric from the Obama administration, but the deeds were not there. And I think so far, in my own estimate, at least George Bush was clear. He didn't want to see any changes. He supported Israel outright. This guy, he's talking about change of the Middle East, but the same policy still in place.
Okay, I will cross over to London because I can see a gentleman shaking his head. Please pass the microphone over to him. Basically, the story of the wolf and the fox there, and which is better between the two. At least George Bush was honest about the things he didn't like.
Maybe so. But I just want, that same point has been raised again, and I fully agree with what the gentleman in Beirut was saying. We have voted in a new government. The people have spoken. We've asked for a more liberal form of government in this country. Are they going to deliver? Are they going to be able to stand up to that very structure that the gentleman in Beirut was just speaking about, the continuous support of Israel against the Palestinians? This is the huge sticking point here. And, of course, for us here in the UK, in my opinion at least, the people have spoken. They want a more liberal form of government. Nick Clegg is one of those that he does stand up for the downtrodden, i.e. the Palestinians. And is he going to have the voice? Is he going to be able to do it? We're hoping so. I don't know whether it's going to happen or not. And will we be pressurized by America once again? This is like the commentator was saying earlier on. It's going to take time to find these things out. I just hope personally that it does move forward progressively and liberally.
Okay, just a question to all our audience in Tehran. Who thinks that however much time it will take, there will be some difference in this upcoming part of government in the UK? Put your hands up if you think there will be some change. And if you think there will be some change, right up so I can see. If you think there will be some change. So we've got a few, about four or five. And those who don't think there'll be any change, just a show of hands. Okay, so those who don't think there will be any change more, I'd like to pick up on the Israeli-Palestinian issue that the man in London picked up on there. Do you think that without a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian issue, any other issue in the region can be solved?
I think that the main factor that we have right here is the United States. I think that although the government of the Britain has changed, I think the America, United States, play the main role. And if they change their theory and idea about the Middle East and the Palestine or Iran or other countries, I think the British government will change their idea, as I mentioned, because they are so close to each other, and the way that they treat to this part of the world is really linked to each other.
Okay, we're going to end it there. I'd like to thank everybody here in Tehran. I'd also like to thank all our audience in London and our panel of guests. protests in Beirut as well, and to our guest, Carol Gold, author and political commentator, who is joining us from London. You can get linked to us too. You can join our Facebook page, or you can send us an email at thelink@presstv.ir. Join us again at the same time next week for more. From me and the whole Link team here in Tehran, many thanks for joining us. Good night.